So, very interesting article from the American Council on Science and Health, where it's talking about CRISPR. If you're not familiar with CRISPR, it's a way of essentially filtering genes to solve genetic diseases. So CRISPR is, it's a scientific procedure where you filter out genes, and the one of the risks are they're worried about it's like it'll create. The risk I've heard is the rich will create designer babies, and the rich will have an advantage over everyone else who can't afford the CRISPR. If you remember, there was a movie called Gattaca that was based on this premise. Like, there were people who had designer babies, and there were the normies who had babies the old-fashioned way. And the people who had the babies the old-fashioned way, they were basically shut out of society because they couldn't compete with the people who like were designer babies. Now, the movie's about a guy who basically overcame that. So it's a good movie if you want like a good movie. I think it's from like the early 2000s. It's a good movie though.
It's
Anyway.
from 1997.
Okay, wow. You just fucking spit that out just from
Yeah.
memories.
Oh yes,
Okay.
but it's one of my favorites.
Oh,
And one of
well.
the most memorable lines from that movie, it's odd. It's like there's more vodka in this piss than there is piss. I don't know why I remember that.
That's, well, that's alcoholism talking.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, so that's one of the things about CRISPR. This article is talking about how the problem isn't the need for more regulations, it's just that we need to get over it. And I like that at the end of the article, it says that some scientists have argued that reframing the gene editing conversation in terms of risk versus benefit would be smarter than making comparisons to nature. I agree with them, so let's start now. The benefits of employing gene editing to improve our food supply and treat diseases far outweigh the potential risk, which we can mitigate. Very little about modern life is natural, and it's time we all got over it. It's like, yeah, basically. I'm totally fine with CRISPR. There's going to be some hiccups as the technology gets perfected, like all technologies. But yeah, it has a lot of, like, we could literally cure genetic diseases. So, for example, not just cancer, Alzheimer's, like a lot of really serious diseases, but also, like, like Shogun, your family has a predisposition to alcoholism. My family has a predisposition to addiction too, which is why I stay away from shit. So imagine we can fix that. We can identify the genes which create these predispositions for certain diseases or even things like addiction, and we can just fix them. And then we no longer have these problems. We no longer, instead of having like, oh, my family gets heart disease or cancer or whatever, just no, it doesn't. Like, you're just fine. Just literally fix these flaws in our DNA, which causes diseases down the road, or make us more susceptible or more, predisposed for these diseases. Now, of course, we just mapped the human genome like a couple, like 10 years ago, and also we don't really know how everything works. So there's gonna be a little bit of an experimentation. Something might happen. So, I'm not saying designer babies are going to happen like next year, but in time, this could be the key that unlocks everything. I've joked about, creating legit sex changes, like allowing men, like if you're a lazy man, you don't want to work, you want to be taken care of, just get your literally become a woman, and then some guy will fuck you and take care of you, and you can just lay on your back and have his kids, and he'll take care of you. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. The problem is we don't have legit sex changes. We just have frankenpussies. Or we could even solve the need for human reproduction. Like, we could reproduce via spores. We could all be hermaphroditically reproducing Fudas or something. Like, the sky's the limit. Once we can edit our DNA, we can, like, fix whatever problem we have. We can account and solve, and we create different variants. Now, you could argue, well, those aren't real humans, because you turn them into hermaphroditically reproducing Fudas. Okay, I mean that's a thing, but like at the end of the day, what is a human? I know this is like we're getting to like Blade Runner kind of metaphors here, but like what makes a human unique among the animals? It's the intellect, it's the intelligence, the consciousness. Well, more like the sapience, less the consciousness. But the point is, if you make some type of human, like an altered human. You could be like, well, that's not a human. That's some type of abhuman designer mutant thing. Okay, that's fine. But it still has the sapience and the consciousness and everything which makes a human unique among the animals. So, okay, fine. Okay, it's not human. We'll give it another name. It doesn't matter. It's still going to be an intelligent life form that has advantages over us in ways we can't imagine. Like in the way that women hold humanity back because we have to keep babysitting them, we no longer would have to have that problem if we created, you know, hermaphroditically reproducing Fudas, where everyone was a boy girl and there was no split in the genders, or we reproduce via spores like orcs or gremlins, or we just become cybernetic AI things. I mean, like, the sky's the limit. Now, you might be like, that's not natural. That's playing God. Like, again, like the guy says, very little of modern life is natural and we should all get over it. Yeah, there's nothing natural. Like, think about your lifestyle. How much of that is natural? Almost none of it. So it's just like, essentially, it's almost like fear of change. So I'm fine. Look, let's go slow. We'll go slow. It'll be fine. But let's do it, because this is really the only way we actually break through the great filter, is if we change our genetics. I think my internet went out during my rant, because I noticed my light turned orange. Did my internet go out?
I could hear you the entire time.
Okay, well, there we go.